Kia ora, folks. I'm Leo Magri, and this is my article for the audio version of the Coralmind magazine, Mosaics of the Wild, the Eco-Friendly Art of Endemic Cricketing. It is common to hear people expressing their love for animals, but not many carry the passion and dedication to care for them as deeply as endemic cricketing does. For many years, endemic ran the bird rescue in Kuatunu, and it is no surprise to hear, yes, I've taken an injured bird to endemic before in our community. During a recent visit to endemic's place where the bird rescue once operated, I was greeted by a delightful transformation. What was once a haven for feathered companions now boasts an array of plates, mugs, and whiteware adorned with intricate mosaic artwork. Endemic's journey from bird rescuer to mosaic artist is as fascinating as her creations. Endemic's inspiration for mosaic art stems from her experiences living in the Coromandel and working with wildlife. Through my work with wildlife, I'm lucky to have observed and gotten close to various different species, she explains. I learned their body anatomy, feather structure, the way they move, characteristics, and their facial expressions, which I'm using to make each mosaic as real as possible. Learning the art of mosaic from Anne Bolden in Fitzyanga, Endemic developed her unique style using mainly China crockery, much of it collected from op shops. Using recycled material is an important part of my art, she notes. Making beautiful objects to pay tribute to the natural world reminds me to slow down and reconnect with our environment. When asked about her creative process, Endemic reveals a blend of spontaneity and meticulous craftsmanship. Sometimes I know what I want to create and look for the right materials. Other times, I find the materials first and make something with them, she shares. I don't use any patterns but cut the crockery with tools as I go, constantly looking at it from a distance to see if it is in proportion. I look up various images of the subject online and choose the color of one and sometimes the shape of another, often removing the pieces again to reposition them. Challenges arise in sourcing natural colors, which are essential for capturing the essence of birds and wildlife. They are hard to source. In the 70s and 80s, crockery was more colorful and often browns and greens were used, Endemic explains. For example, crown lin, it's very useful, but it's also a collector's item, so I can often only get hold of damaged articles. Crown Lin Potteries was a ceramics company that operated in New Zealand between 1854 and 1989. Despite these challenges, Endemic finds inspiration all around her, particularly in the diverse wildlife of the Coromandel region. I am inspired by other wildlife artists, whether they make sculptures, jewelry, or paintings, she shares. I have gotten to know many artists through the Mercury Bay Artscape who share the same passion for our environment. Among the many species Endemic likes to portray in her mosaics, the Kereru holds a special place. I have made many Kereru mosaics. They are a fascinating species, she remarks. Because I have handled many Kereru in my time, I also know their goofy characters, and their colors are so beautiful up close that I want to bring them back in my mosaics. Endemic's dedication to using recycled materials underscores her commitment to sustainability. These things are going all into landfill if not used again, so why not make art instead, she asks. It's good for the soul. Rescuing birds over such a long time has given Endemic the opportunity to meet and work with some incredible people, and the future holds exciting opportunities and projects for her. Through my work with birds, I am part of a network of wildlife veterinarians and rehabbers. One of my vet friends works with Kakapo at Sanctuary Mountain, Maungatautari. I have been asked to make a Kakapo mosaic for their annual fundraising day this year, and in return, I will be introduced to a real one. It's definitely an item on my bucket list. Balancing artistic interpretation with the natural characteristics of birds and animals is another aspect of Endemic's creative process. I sometimes make a piece that isn't true to color and size, she explains. For example, sea mammals. I can't make them life-size as I would have to rent a warehouse. So a whale or dolphin can be made in any size, and I can be creative and utilize every bit of crockery like patterns on the plates and handles on a cup. For aspiring artists interested in exploring mosaic art or incorporating wildlife themes into their work, Animic offers sage advice. Start with some art classes. You learn the basics, and from there you can develop your own style, she advises. Often you can find inspiration in your own environment and the natural world around you. Through her art, Animic Crichting not only celebrates the beauty of wildlife, but also encourages others to embrace creativity and sustainability in their own artistic endeavors. Animic collaborates with Coromind magazine, sharing inspiring pieces about local birds and wildlife. You can find one of her articles in our issue 13, Bird Rescue SOS, How to Assist Baby Birds in Distress, on coromind.nz, and more of her pieces will be published soon. Additionally, you can listen to Animic's chat with the Alt-Based Table Talk podcast team. Go to YouTube or your favorite audio platform and search for Animic, A-N-N-E-M-I-E-K-E, Crichting, K-R-E-G-T-I-N-G, Kuautunu Bird Rescue Trust, K-U-A-O-T-U-N-U, Bird Rescue Trust. Alt-Based Show, hashtag 124.